fantastic to be here in Stockholm. I have 17 to 20 minutes. If I rush too fast, speak too fast, please put your hand and I will slow back down again. I am here to talk to you today about a potential gap in IT security. I'll take you through my presentation in just one second, but just to set the scene, over many years, each country looks at data protection, and what's interesting is everybody's focused on production data. Firewalls, viruses, spam, everybody's looking at protecting consumer data, which is fantastic. But what I would like to share with you today is we have all the rules and security around production. Do you have the same security around your test environment? And this is something I would like to share with you today, and this is something where CompuWare is very interested in making you aware from a customer point of view, but also highlighting how we can help our customers move forward with this potential gap. Okay, so what I'd like to do is first of all give you one commercial slide which talks a little bit about CompuWare. Then I would like to highlight some of the press releases around this issue, and then we will go into some of the other data protection points to consider with regulations and other regulations that actually impact data privacy, and then just the last couple of slides which will take us through on how to potentially solve this gap in your security. So very quickly, CompuWare Corporation. We are an American company, $1.3 billion worth of revenue, and my responsibility is around 2,500 customers in Europe. And we have been around for 32 years, and we focus on mission-critical applications, and we help IT to develop, test, and manage applications independent of platform, language, or database. We have 8,000 people, 6,000 are professional services around the world, worldwide company, we have money in the bank, which I think is important, and in addition to that, we are a premium supplier, we are an industry leader, and what that means is that we provide the best value for money for every krona, euro, dollar you spend. Okay, so let's kick off in the press. That's not good. Okay, the first thing I would like to highlight is that the European Commission are making statements that even when you outsource your data from Sweden to Eastern Europe or India, for example, you still are liable for that protection around your data. And with more and more companies outsourcing data-intensive processes such as call centers, companies must be aware of their responsibilities, and any breach of security at a contractor's site, an outsourcer or offshore site, you will have responsibility from the original company. An example that we found on the internet is one of the biggest banks are losing information where they have an Indian offshore development center and they are selling credit card information to the black market. And what I'm highlighting here is that, again, they have protection around their production data, but they also take production data down to the test environment so their developers can test their applications. Now, the bad news is this Indian developer is only paid so much, and it's very interesting when they're offered serious amounts of money to get rid of, to actually sell this very important information. In addition, we recently did a survey in the UK, and we talked to 100 IT directors, and we found out that 44% of IT directors in the UK are breaking the law because they are taking real consumer data down to the test environment with no disguise or protection. And therefore, when you test your applications, a lot of developers print out to prove that they have tested. Well, this is all real customer data, for example. And this is where it could get in the wrong hands. So another area of concern when we did this survey is that a lot of customers also think that just putting a non-disclosure agreement with their employees is good enough. And we found out that 82% of the UK directors are taking minimal measures. And if the risk is internal, then non-disclosures are clearly not working. And something that's getting more and more interesting from my point of view is Gartner, the worldwide analyst, is actually starting to quantify the business risk. And they are talking about a record costing approximately $90 without any protection. And just think how many records people, customers have in the test environment. So I've been with many customers and they are talking of millions and millions of records in their test environment. And just imagine if this got into the wrong hands. So they are now starting to quantify risk. The Ponemon Institute also highlight, you know, what a data security loss is. And as I said earlier, outside hackers used to be the prime focus. And with some surveys, we are finding out that this is just leveling off now. We are holding our own in terms of the hackers getting into our systems. But internally, we are finding out that employees are making mistakes, which could be costly. Or employees have a grudge. And therefore, what we are finding out is that, again, Gartner are saying that it's no longer an outside threat is your biggest risk. It's actually inside your organization around data protection. So if we look at data protection, this is the 8 guiding principles of the European directive. It came out in 1998, and I think when you actually look at the external risk, a lot of customers are focused around security, but when you look internally, it starts talking about keeping data viable for the purposes that you gained the customer data. I don't know many terms and conditions that allows or asks our customers, can we use this information in our test environment, for example? And I see this is something, again, maybe a concern. And again, within our IT testing, an area that's interesting is that it talks about being kept up to date. I've heard a number of banks, for example, actually keeping their test data for 5, 10, 15 years, and therefore this is also a risk to the data protection. Article 7 or Clause 7 is probably the most interesting for everybody to really try and understand what that means. You cannot process personal data and you need to protect personal data against accidental loss, destruction, damage, and so on. And this is something that, again, impacts potential testing because if you are protecting your data in the production environment, and you're in the test environment and there is limited protection, then clearly this is something that you need to look at. Just wanted to talk to you about global regulation, some of the things that are happening. The European Data Directive came out in 1998. I did a little bit more research and I found out that Sweden, I'm very pleased to know that you are one of the first, if not the first, data protection countries in 1973. Norway is not part of the European Union, and as I'm sure you know, but they have similar and they have taken the 8 guiding principles and generated a data protection act. And Denmark, they had a challenge. They have pulled many different types of regulations together and finally come up with a data protection act in July 2000. also areas to consider is the Sarbanes-Oxley. Now, whilst this doesn't highlight data protection, Section 404 talks about events, breaches. And again, we need to look at if there is a breach of loss of data, this could impact financial transactions, which is then linked to Sarbanes-Oxley. I'm sure you are aware that in America, 40 states have to publicly notify of data breaches. And what we're finding out is that the press are talking about anywhere between 3 and 15% of your customers actually walk or leave your business if you publicly notify, sorry, but we've lost all your bank account information or credit cards. So therefore, now businesses need to be aware that this is not a financial penalty in isolation. This is much bigger in terms of your customer brand, your product brands and your customers. Another area that you need to be aware of is Basel II for banking. Operational risk, again, this is trying to quantify certain areas of risk, system failure, outages, and again, indirectly, data privacy is a concern. And then something that I really want to highlight with you today is the payment card industry standard. This is not a regulation, but this is where Visa, MasterCard, and American Express have highlighted that we have to protect consumer data, and Article 6 in the 12 Guiding Principles now states that you cannot use credit card information, credit card numbers, in your test environment. So all of a sudden, these best practices, industry regulations, now impact testing. And therefore, I think what we need to start looking at is how we maximize IT testing, but at the same time comply to these industry standards and regulations. Why should you care about PCI? Well, it comes into force at the beginning of next year. And basically, Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are basically saying any customer that deals with credit card information, if you do not comply, then we will potentially fine you, or we will not deal with you again in terms of business transactions. So let's look at some of the techniques that our customers, that potentially people like yourselves are using around data protection. We hear a lot of customers signing non-disclosures. We hear some customers refusing to take production data down to the test environment. So therefore, that's it. But now we have an IT issue, because how do we get applications working the way we want before they're in production? Then we hear some other companies masking or scrambling data. And again, that's a great idea. The bad news is that, for example, credit card number, 16 digits, the first four digits actually identify which credit card. So if I scrambled this line of credit card information, the rest of the application cannot work, because we need to know what type of credit card it is. So really, again, we have over 50 projects around Europe looking at how we look at putting business intelligence within the way we disguise production data down to the test environment. So if we can actually do lookup tables, for example, which says 4929, which is MasterCard, now becomes 5555, this is disguising, but at the same time, we can tell the application that they can still process this data, because we understand how the rest of the application uses this field. So really, Hurwitz and Gartner are starting very seriously to look at how we intelligently disguise production data for the test environment in order for IT to do quality testing. I've come up with an example in terms of the different disguise rules that you can actually look at. For example, if we have our production data on the left-hand side in the green. And with the test environment, we can actually do lookup tables. We can add or take away key dates. Where there are numbers that we do not need, we can mask, we can encrypt. But also, we've also found out a number of applications where 90% of the application is very sensitive, and therefore, rather than disguising, we've actually generated fictitious data, because this is the fastest way of generating quality data. So CompuAir has come up with a four-step methodology to help companies like yourselves analyze and understand how each field that you need to protect, and we can identify if we have this field, if this field is disguised here, how many times, where else is this field used? And once I understand the impact of what this field is used, I can then decide which disguise rule to apply. So we have a four-step methodology, which I believe is unique in the industry, and this allows you to disguise data, sensitive data, for your test environment, and we can apply the rules across multiple data types. This is not just mainframe. This is not just Oracle. This is across the board. In our experience of over 100 projects worldwide, is that if we get the business included early, if we get IT to understand how this application works, and we look at the impact analysis, then really the technology enables the process. Over the years, we've looked at tools to scramble data, but as I say, this now impacts the quality of IT. So finally, in my 17 to 20 minutes, what's in it for you? From a security and audit point of view, we can help you reduce another gap. This is not the silver bullet to data protection, but it is something that I know a lot of customers have not looked at before. This is new information. We haven't thought about 500 people exposed to credit card information in the test environment. So we can help you close the gap. We can help you identify where your risk is. And I will ask all of you, if you are contracting, outsourcing, offshoring, this is another area, another risk, because other countries do not have necessarily the same rules and regulations, the data protection that maybe you have. From an IT point of view, testing is vital to make sure before the application goes live, we need to be sure that application does what it says. And therefore, we need to improve the quality of the test data. And again, CompuAir can help build a business case around cost reduction. We can help you reduce maintain the data integrity, but also reduce the cost of taking production data down to the test environment. And again, with our process and methodology and our technology, we can help automate and improve the quality. Thank you.